Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 99, and I'm here with Rylan.
One more till we finally hit 100.
We'll do it next.
We could have been at episode 100 so long ago.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
We took some breaks, you know.
Vacation.
Vacations.
Yeah, a whole bunch of breaks. But we're finally, almost there. We're going to record the second episode 100 after this, so it's awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, before we start, join the Discord. We're episode 99, and there are still only 20-something members in the Discord. What's going on?
I don't get it. We should have one member per episode.
Yeah. We should have over 100 members in the server. What's going on?
All right.
We can go and get started.
All right. The Xbox 360 store shut down on July 29th.
That sucks.
Yeah, I figured that would make you upset.
Yeah, I went over it on my fuck it. So.
Yeah.
I'll beat you too. But, yeah, here. With the Xbox 360 marketplace closing down, not today, but July 29th, is surely the end of an era. For the popular 7th generation console, Microsoft first released the Xbox 360 in 2005, a full year ahead of competitors, the Sony, PlayStation 3 and Nintendo Wii. Where the original Xbox was a modest success, the 360 was a massive hit, largely thanks to the high quality exclusive and its affordability compared to the PS3. Same, the Xbox 360 is bitch.
Yes, I agree.
That's what it's saying here. It says it's less than the PS3 and it has high quality exclusives, so it's just better.
It is.
The Xbox 360 pushed online gaming forward in major ways, like its digital storefront that allowed users to purchase and download digital copies of indie games, Xbox Live arcade titles, and full-blown retail releases. The 360 was discontinued in 2016, and I got the last model of the 360, the Xbox 360E.
Yeah.
It came out whenever the Xbox One did.
Yep. And I have the Xbox 360 S, the Slim.
Yeah, I did have the original one, but it...
The Tubby. The Xbox 360 dinosaur.
Yeah, it's a Tubby. it went through some stuff.
Yeah.
But it says here, but the console storefront has, remained online in the years since. Unfortunately, that is about to change. The Xbox 360 marketplace is shutting down forever. Microsoft let fans know that last year it planned on shutting down the Xbox 360 marketplace on July 29th and has now... That day has come. At the time of writing this, was 10 a.m. Central Time, but the Xbox 360 marketplace was still up. But obviously, it's not up anymore. It's August, 2nd?
Third? August 2nd.
2nd? Yeah, it's August 2nd. So it's been gone for, 4 days? 3 days?
Three.
Yeah. So I thought. I think it's three. But it says Microsoft did not provide fans. Yes, before. I wasn't sure if there was a 31st or not.
Yeah, there is.
Because July flew by.
Oh, definitely. The whole year has.
It really has. This is the quickest year ever.
Yeah, it's already August. That's crazy. 2K next month.
I know. I know, can't wait.
Next gen.
But it says here, Microsoft did not provide fans with an exact time. It would be shutting down the Xbox 360 digital storefront. So all users can do is guess. But, of course, it's already shut down.
Yeah, right.
And this week's leading up to the Xbox 360 storefront's closure, Microsoft and other publishers provided deep discounts to the platform's digital games. So they gave you discounts on a whole bunch of different games before it shut down and stuff, there's a whole bunch of discounts on bigger titles and stuff like that too.
Right, right.
But the only way, it says here, where is that? Lost my spot. Okay. After all, used Xbox 360 game prices have been going up in the wake of stores closure announcement. Those that did purchase digital Xbox 360 games should know that even after the store closes down, they will still be able to re-download any purchases. It is worth pointing out that any games that are playable on modern Xbox consoles through the backwards compatibility program will still be available to purchase. So that's nice. So you can still get those, some of those games through the backwards compatibility and stuff. So
right. Yep.
That's good. And you can still play like the older games as well, just if that's if they're backwards compatible. So
yeah. End of an era.
Just a short shutdown. The actual like online servers are still up.
Mm-hmm. For now.
Those are probably shut down the next year, so
Yeah, I would say. All right.
It sucks, but you know, just the end of an era happens.
Yeah. Happens to all the older one, older consoles. All right. PSVR 2 gets a big price drop on Amazon.
Wasn't it like $500 and something?
$500, the same like, price as a PS5.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, no wonder it's failing.
Yeah. On my podcast, I went over like how it spiked up, like the purchases spiked up just because they dropped
because of the
prices
sale
and everything. Like, yeah, it said July to August or whatever, it had like the most sales it's gotten like ever just in that like month alone or the short time than all of 2024.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy just because it's overpriced.
That's how you know. Yeah, that's crazy. But what I got here is Sony's PlayStation VR 2 has experienced a massive surge in sales after a huge price drop was offered. The PlayStation VR 2 sold out on Amazon that has seen more scales in the past week than in the first 7 months of 2024, as I said.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Just in the past week, it's had more than
seven whole months. Almost a whole year, yeah.
I know, that's for that's actually crazy. So, the PlayStation VR 2 was initially released in early 2023. Probably around 50 people or so bought it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to buy the PS5 and then you got to buy the stupid VR headset.
And then you literally, you can't use it unless if you have a PS5. I'm pretty sure they're making like a PC thing for it.
Yeah, they've made an adapter now, but when it launched, all you could use it on was a PS5. So you had to buy both. You had $1,000. Ridiculous.
Just for two things.
Like it on Amazon, it's $350. That's the price it should have been the whole time.
Originally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll keep it like that or I think they will.
Well, we went over that they stopped production on them for now because they're selling so bad. So maybe they will keep it at $350 until they get some of them sold.
Maybe don't make it half a grand. Maybe don't make it half a grand.
Well, they made so many and they had so many in stock because nobody was buying them. So they've got to get rid of them somehow. So they put them on sale.
People are buying them.
Because it's on sale. But now that people are buying them, they're going to be like, oh, wait, we can put them back up and people will buy them. No, they won't.
They're going to put the price back to where it was and they're going to make more and be like, why are we getting sales?
Well, they're going to put it back at 500 and they're going to be like, wait, where did our sales go? Why are the people not buying it? It's because it's full price again.
Yeah, moving on here. I got a PSVR 2 requires a PS5 to run. meaning that the high price, lack of games, and slowing growth nature of the VR market resulted in the PlayStation VR 2 underperforming upon launch. You know, like, probably, as I said, like 25 people probably bought it.
Probably.
With VR being a the PSVR 2 was left arguably behind. Many critics at the time were saying that the high price of entry for the PSVR 2 was the biggest factor in turning away fans from the console, and that a price drop could be what it needed to save it. And yep, that's exactly what it needed, was a price drop.
Exactly.
Now look, hundreds of people getting it just because of a price drop, you know? Like,
well, that's they know all they that needed. They're going to put it back up the regular price, so they're going to get it while they can.
Yeah. Unless they decide not to, or they just decide to keep the price how it is, you know?
Or maybe they just won't make anymore. So, you know, maybe they're just going to sell out of stock and not make anymore, which I doubt. But, I mean, they did say they were going to stop production on it until they sold some, at least.
Yeah. It says here, as reported by The Shortcut, the PlayStation VR 2 has seen a 2,350% increase in sales over the past weekend.
Wow.
2,350. That's how you know no one bought it.
Oh, yeah.
As I said, like 25 people.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. It says, what brought so much attention to the PlayStation VR 2 was a recent scale that took a massive slash out of the price tag. Game, Amazon, Smith's Toys, and other major retailers, you know, were reported to be offering a massive discount on the PlayStation VR. The PSVR was originally priced at $550. So it was $550, but they reduced the price $200 less, so $350, bringing the headset to the cheapest price it's seen since the launch. The discount has, you know, resulted in PlayStation VR selling out on Amazon, and, you know, what previously considered an unaffordable luxury, it has become something that exceeded the expectations of suppliers as fans have rushed out to grab the VR headset while the bargain lasts. So, yeah. I mean, I guess it's my time to get the VR headset.
Yeah, you can use it on PC now, so I think, you could.
Yeah, I don't know, because I want to get a VR headset eventually, but I don't know if I want to get, like, the Oculus, like an Oculus or what. Like, I don't know. So there's a lot of good headsets out there.
Yeah. Honestly, I have no interest in getting one, at least right now, until, to me, the games just don't seem that good.
Yeah. They made this, like, Call of Duty type game. It's cool. Looks nice. It's like realistic as crap, dude, and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's this one more thing here. It literally just tells you about the PC thing with the adapter or whatever.
Right. We went over that one time.
Yeah, it says a recent announcement confirmed a collaboration with Steam for an app that will allow players to play their Steam games through the PlayStation VR 2. There's an app for Steam for it, so you can play it. And then, you know, there's the adapter, too, so.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, Steam has a lot of VR games.
Hmm.
So. Huh. Yeah, that's all I got.
Xbox One update issues bricked consoles.
Bricked console. Is that, like, hacked consoles and stuff like that? Like,
bricked is, No, it means they won't work and you can't use them anymore. They just basically freeze up or won't come on and you can't use them anymore.
Like the Red Ring of Death or something?
Yeah. Red Ring of Death was definitely bricked.
I mean, even though there's a fix for it now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It says here, reports from across the internet, including Reddit and NeoGAFF. The earliest we could find was July 21st in the Ladder Forum. Indicate that, you know, launch of model Xbox One consoles were effectively soft-bricked from playing games So the dinosaur.
Yeah, the dinosaur.
Oh, buddy. I mean, crap. If you, my dinosaur, if you even set something on top of it, you can hear the fan.
It has a hard time.
It's ridiculous. Like, one time I had like my 360 on it because I didn't think much of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just started sounding like a jet. I'm like, holy crap.
Sounded like a PS4.
Yeah. I was like, daggone. But it says here, you know, the Xbox One consoles were effectively soft-bricked from playing games online or all depending on severity, or even updating the console until Microsoft fixed the issue with back-end updates, per a tweet from Xbox Gaming Devices and Ecosystem VP Jason Ronald. This issue happened because some of these launch model consoles, including many that have found their way onto the second-hand market, have received a software update since November of 2018 or earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Wouldn't Xbox tell you, update your console? Like, update the console. No wonder you couldn't play games.
It's old as crap.
Yeah, 2018 and earlier.
Yeah.
It says this also applied to, you know, the original models that simply have been, you know, factory reset before reselling, as is good practice. The original Xbox One launched back in 2013. I can't believe it's been that long.
10 years.
It's the original Xbox.
Or 11 years. 11 years. This is 2024.
11. I know. 11. That's crazy. Holy crap. That's ridiculous. I remember when you first got it.
I know. I got it for Christmas.
But didn't you get in 2014? It was 2014 or 2013?
Yeah, it was 2014. It was the year after it came out. So I've had my dinosaur for 10 years. Yeah, it was in...
Yeah, I've had mine
You lived in June.
Yeah. I think I've had mine a little less than you. Not much.
I think it was maybe a year after. Getting it.
Yeah, because I got it on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I think it was
My dad said... My dad said he got me a PlayStation. I was so mad. Like, I don't want that trash. But it says here, mine, the original Xbox, came in 2013, and the succeeding Xbox One S refresh launched in 2016. A year before the mid-gen upgrade of the Xbox One X launched in late 2017. That's crazy, like, all these. It's been that long since the Xbox One X came out?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Are you ready to get serious about your weight loss journey? Tried crash and burn calorie restriction? Considering the invasive strategy of GLP-1 injections like Ozempic? Slow down and consider a safer, easier, and long-lasting solution. Golo is clinically proven to work without the dangerous side effects of injections and fad diets. Golo's release helps your body combat the stress of dieting while controlling cravings and hunger. Minimize muscle loss and feel better with Golo. Just take one Golo release supplement with each meal and follow the Golo for Life plan. It's an effective and affordable plan to lose weight for good. There are no insurance hoops to jump through. No prescription needed. Just sensible, effective weight loss and a healthier lifestyle on your terms. Get started on a healthier, happier, and more energetic you at Golo.com. 5 million people have already discovered a better way to lose weight. Join them and go to Golo.com. That's Golo.com today.
And not wildly surprised that some Xbox One consoles were completely untouched in the time span, though factory resets also triggered the issue and set a wide umbrella that, you know, just the last update time. Fortunately, these troubled Xbox console owners, Microsoft addressed the issue pretty much the instant a large platform Digital Foundry in its DF Direct series covered it. However, it's unfortunate that something as simple as factory resetting an original Xbox One model could render it unusable once resold for any span of time. That's rough. Imagine just selling it. Get this brand new Xbox. It's not brand new, obviously, but it's just an original
new
model.
To you.
Like, oh, crap. I actually have an Xbox now. Like, say this kid. He's never had a console before, right? He gets this Xbox. Can't even play it. That would suck bad. Like, Mom, my stupid Xbox is broken. Where'd you get this from? The junk store.
The dollar store.
I got it from Family Dollar. But yeah, this thing, you literally just can't play any games or anything.
Yeah, so this came out with this specific launch.
This is the initial Xbox announcement where, you know, mandatory always online model was planned and received massive backlash from fans across console gaming space until Microsoft backtracked on decision. Unfortunately, the Xbox One still launched with a mandatory Kinect. I forgot about the Kinect.
Yeah, Colin has it because his Xbox came with it. Well, and then mine,
they don't like
by the
Kinect.
Time I got mine the next year, they didn't require it anymore because it was dumb. I did have the Kinect for Xbox 360, though.
I remember because we had that that one game.
Adventure game like or whatever the crap it was.
Adventure
called.
Game.
Kinect
yeah,
Adventure.
I remember. Yeah, it was Kinect Adventure. I liked that.
It wasn't bad. It was fun. It was all right. Not as good as Wii Sports, but it was all right.
No. But it was different.
Wii Sports it's the goat.
Where it was at. That's where it's at, right there. Wii Bowling, just...
Oh, yeah. I play that on my PC once in a while.
I need to get an emulator for the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
Play some bowling. Actually, I need to get a Wii remote first.
Yeah.
Bet you Tara has one, though.
Probably. All right. PlayStation Plus games for August. There's their PlayStation Plus these essential games.
Essentially, yeah. These games look. There's two games here that catch my eye, and the other one, I don't even know what the crap it is. Yep. PlayStation has revealed, you know, this month's batch of free games. All PS Plus members are able to claim these trio. Yep, on August 6th. You can get these games on August 6th. It's August 2nd. So. 4 days from now, you can get these games.
Yep.
Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga.
Saga.
It's Saga. Same thing.
Sega makes Sonic.
We got Sonic Star Wars. There's a Lego Star Wars game, a Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach, and Ender... Crap, Lilies? Lily? I don't know.
Lilies with one.
Or is it
L? I don't know.
Lilis? Is it Lilis?
Wow.
I don't know. But white. It's something weird.
Wow.
I don't know. But Quietest of the Nights. I don't know what the crap that last game is, but you got Star Wars.
It's Ender Lilies, Quietest of the Nights, I guess. I have no idea.
Or Ender Lilius or something. I don't know.
And Quietus. What is that?
I don't know. Sounds retarded. Sounds dumb. But yeah, Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga, Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach, and the Ender, whatever, Quietest of the Nights.
Yeah.
So you can get this from August 6th to like the end of the month.
Yep. All right. So we've already talked about it. You know, the Xbox 360 is shutting down. So I just, for our last talk, we just take a look back at the Xbox 360, all the good memories we had, because I know that's your favorite console and your first console.
It was my first console, so it has to be my favorite. That's just my opinion. But, I mean, I got my 360 right here, actually.
Just chilling.
If my Xbox One was plugged up right now, it'd be going PlayStation mode.
Jet, take it. But
yeah. Yeah, just the whole jet start taking off and go through the roof.
Might.
But, I don't know. Had a lot of good times on the 360 in general.
Oh, yeah.
Playing,
I
like,
too.
The older Call of Duties and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Also, if you remember that Doritos Crash Course, can you remember that?
Yeah.
Doritos Crash Course, where you play as your avatar. I had that Black Ops 2 avatar.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of... I'm pretty sure you might have been there. But I just bought a whole bunch of crack.
Yeah, I do.
Mom's card.
Yeah.
I was just on Black Ops 2 and I was going to say, okay, I'm going to get this. I'm going to buy Nuketown. Zombies. Got a whole bunch of stuff. Also, like the Forza series and stuff, too.
Forza.
Like the original Forza.
Played Need for Speed Undercover. That's a good game.
Yeah. It was. Me and Carter and my dad and all mm-hmm. that played it.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Warfare 3. What was that map? Spec Ops.
Resistance.
Resistance, yeah, just camping in that kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that was a good. They gotta bring that to Game Pass. That'd be so much fun to do right now. Play some Spec Ops.
I remember whenever I was at, when I was like last over there or whatever. Actually, no, it was
no
last
time
year
before
when
that.
I was over
it was
there.
August or about a year.
Yeah, it was like recent, like last year. I was playing Spec Ops and I made it pretty far too.
I think my highest round on was like
I don't remember
30 or something like that.
Which also I was with a random, so
yeah.
I think I made it to like 20, but then my random teammate just died, and then
I think me and Cole made it to 30. That's who I done it with.
Yeah, screw Colin.
Yeah. Hope you're listening, Colin.
I don't even remember Colin really playing. I don't even remember him really playing Modern Warfare 3 like that.
I think he played it a little bit, but not
I know
as
he
much
played Modern Warfare
did.
2 a he played Modern Warfare 2 quite a bit.
Yeah. I like Modern Warfare 3 better.
I do too. Because mainly because Spec Ops, that was my favorite like mode.
Yeah.
Like if
Which
I had
Spec
the rank
Ops on Modern Warfare
Call
2 also, but it's not as good, I don't think.
Yeah. If I had the rank, like, between, like, I would go, I'd say Spec Ops, Zombies, then Multiplayer. Like, if I had to rate those three, I think I would put in that list. Because I like Spec Ops a lot.
You put it over Zombies?
I don't know.
Over Black Ops 2 Zombies?
Over Transit? I didn't think about that.
Transit or Town?
Nope. Screw it. Nope.
You're going to put Zombies first?
Zombies. Spec Ops. Then
I was going to say, I don't know about that list.
Spec Ops is good,
but Black Ops 2 is kind of peak for Zombies.
Yeah, I really hope Black Ops 6 Zombies is gonna be like that. They should add Transit back.
I hope they do.
They should do like older. They should do like older maps. They make remake of like Town, Farm, and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
that would get sales. That would boost their sales.
A couple
too.
Maps from Black Ops 1 too.
Charity token and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. I didn't care a whole lot for 5. The map.
Yeah, 5. Hannah's hit my ring. But, yeah, I didn't really care for 5 that much. I mean, it was cool. You were, like, in the Pentagon and stuff,
yeah, but it wasn't great.
Yeah. You had the, well, it was like that electric crap.
Yeah.
I remember.
And then the elevators and crap, like, it was just a lot. Like,
I mean, you had, like, mob in the bed and stuff was good, too.
Mm-hmm. And the Reese, like, that was probably my favorite map out of Black Ops 1, except for the, you know, Keno to Toten, whatever.
I mean, Keno to Toten was the main one I played because, yeah, you know, I didn't have maps.
Right.
I only had the two, I only had five and, you know, the other one.
Yeah. The Reese was really good.
And,
Arcade, yeah.
Arcade?
What is it? Dead Off Arcade like or something too. Like that?
Yeah. That was fun. They should add that back too. I liked it. Yeah. It was different, you know?
Yeah, it was.
You could play online with it too. And it was easy single players all in. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
All right, guys. That's all the topics we had. Yeah, I was just going to get into it. That's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching and listening to us. Watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram, everything but Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble, Spotify. If you want custom merch, DM me or Rylan on Instagram or Discord. Rylan, do you have anything?
Ashton most likely will answer on Instagram most likely, so text him on Discord, but I'll answer on Instagram. Yeah. If I don't answer in the day or two, just block me. Just quit listening, because I don't care about you. as I said, you know, follow all our socials. We have everything besides Facebook, like TikTok, Twitter. I still gotta do that Twitter. I made myself a new Twitter, too. So.
Did you?
But, you know, just as I said, follow our socials. We got everything besides Facebook. You join our Discord. We're stuck at 20 members for
forever.
Since the first Zelda game came out.
Like 86?
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been since we've been stuck at that many members. But also, that's it, really. You know. See you guys in episode 100, though.
Yeah, Can't wait. Next.
Finally.
All right.
Gonna hit that triple digits.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.